you hated, built infatuated. Yeah. On the plate you're tasting, well intoxicated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until To come, orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through your work week. You've made it through to the show that feeds your poetry addiction. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Sitting on my left-hand side, as usual, every Friday night for the last 20 months, he is Mr. Michael Amade.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good, except for that week that you were on my, 2 weeks that you were on my right-hand side, and that was kind of awkward and weird.
It felt strange. Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, it's kind of like dressing up with the downtown girls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
I really don't even know what that means. Hey, we're trying to try new metaphors tonight.
Oh, is that what
that
is?
What's a metaphor?
It's like a, no. Anyway,
it's like a drum rolling down a hill.
It's like a drum rolling down a hill into a to a vat of acid.
All right. So on his left, the man that keeps us sane, somewhat, the man that operates the controls of our spaceship, he is the Half Squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Nacht.
Dude, you're just knocking him out of the park with the Radio Angry.
Well, I try.
Yeah,
I try.
Really knocking him out of the park.
Well,
he is.
Yeah, we did something different this past episode.
It's going to be something different, but at the same time, we have 7 episodes up now of Radio Angry on. If you go to Art Radio Collective, which is our kind of parent thing there, just click on the Radio Angry icon. You'll go there, or you
wait
can click
until
on,
after this show, though,
or open it in another tab.
You can listen to both shows at once. That would be.
Your brain might explode from too much awesomeness.
It might.
Or too many
I'm
awesome theme songs.
I'm almost guaranteeing that it would explode because of the awesomeness.
I'm going to say this. The theme song to Radio Angry is done by Brandon Bloom. He's the guitarist of The Silent Still.
Yes.
But it's kind of as a joke piece as well because it's an awesome theme song, but it's got a sense of humor to it.
Yes.
It's almost my favorite theme song that we use on Art Radio Collective.
Almost.
Haiku Master theme song, hands down, always
yes.
take it.
Yes. Yes.
But that's a...
However, the one to J-Todd's Basement isn't so bad either.
Oh, no, it's not bad at all.
Really Silent still
but
rocking the house.
Let's be honest. The Haiku Master, I'm separated from this now. I don't even feel like it was myself. I feel kind of like Kanye West when I listen to it. I'm like, at that moment.
Yeah?
At that moment. Only that moment. I was a freaking genius, man.
Yes. All right. So what we do here is we do poetry. We want it 1 3 minutes long. We want it clean of the F-bomb. We don't want any hate speech. But other than that, we want to keep it as clean as possible for the kiddos.
But we also, it's all about merit. It's about expression,
yes.
too. We don't like to censor you, but we just want it to be, you know, be decent.
We want it to be a decent quality.
Right.
So we do want to thank naturebox.com.
Oh, yes.
On the left-hand side of the page when you came in, you might have noticed, you know, our sponsor. If you want to keep us alive and going, and yourself, go ahead and check out Naturebox.
Hey, that I like that.
Cool,
that was a good
it?
One. You thought about that beforehand.
I didn't, actually. Oh, that was one. All on the fly. They've got healthy snacks, non-GMO. They've got gluten-free if you need that. They've got sugar-free. They've got pretty much anything for the healthy appetite. With naturebox.com, your taste buds will never be bored.
Ooh. And you know the best part is the non-gluten stuff is also not GMO. Because sometimes the non-gluten is entirely GMO. And I'm just kidding around now.
Wow.
No, NatureBox is really good stuff.
It is.
They make fun of it that gluten holds the taste. I've had some of the stuff, and that's not
no,
true at all.
No. I mean, the thing is you can have amazing food that's
gluten-free.
Very healthy for you.
Yes.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of reasons for it, but... we were talking about before the show, we were doing stuff with almond flour. I've been making a lot of stuff with almond flour, and that is, it's really good. It's so if there's anybody out there who's gluten-free but's kind of missing, you know, breads and pastas and whatever, look into almond flour. You can make it. It's actually incredibly good, and you can find some great recipes with it or just prepare it the same way, at least in my experience. Maybe I'm wrong, and there's a few people out there shaking their heads, but that's been my experience.
Yeah. All right, so aside from food talk, we do poetry. We want you to call in.
But mostly food talk.
720-240-9766. Once again, 720-240-9766, WPOM. You're going to want to call in now with your poetry.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous. But hey, there's a first time for everything.
Hello again, hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame, but I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, and you love me just the same. And when you're not there, I just need to hear hello, my friend, hello. It's good to meet you so. It's good to love you like I do, and to feel this way when I hear you say hello. Hello, my friend, hello. Just call. No, I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call. 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good leg. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing. I know you're not this.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Oh, at the Hall of Justice, we're doing poetry.
Knock before you come in. Knock!
Ah, sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Lita Ford took me back a ways. I'm still mad at her, I want you to know.
Are you? What are
yeah,
you mad
she's
about?
Never called me, and after all the time I've spent holding her picture up with one hand, I'm just kidding. Twerking.
You're right all next to that shrine.
All class.
Underhill, you are all class.
I know.
It's like putting on the Ritz with J. Todd Underhill every Friday. That's the most accurate version I can think of for this moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's actually,
if you're blue and you don't know what to do, call us during the next segment. You're going to want to hold your calls for now. Don't call in. We've got our poets lined up. We're going to start running through them. However, we forgot to announce last week what you're doing for Studio X this week.
That's right. So I've been doing a song challenge every week.
Yes.
And that our listeners have suggested. And by the way, we have another thing we have to ask our listeners to do this week.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a moment.
In a moment. But do you want to tell me the... you've already told me before so I could work it up. But
correct. The listeners didn't get to hear because I had a technical snafu who couldn't get to it. You're doing Ellie's suggestion of Bette Midler's The Rose.
That's right.
Speaking of Ellie... She is on the line.
She is. Let me get her. Let me pull her up here.
Let's pull her up and so she can do her poem, and then we'll get on to the other announcement.
All right. Ellie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes. Perfect. Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
Isn't it great when things work?
I know, right?
Yeah. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's good to hear your voice. Leading us off every week.
It's good to hear yours, too.
So you got a poem for us?
I do, and it's a little bit of enchantment for tonight.
Nice.
It's called Freedom Wings. Once upon a mystic mountain, neath a waterfall of dreaming, caved a fairy's dragon roar. Fought and won battles past, they dwelt enchantments true, fierce with courage everlasting, ready at the waiting moonrise, the call to arms defeat the evil, sword in chant so quest be won. Upon a twilight hour of stillness, Queen Butterfly flew a dream with a message for warriors true. This mystic isle now evil banished, evermore enchantments blissful, your courage won last battle fought. Come, know the joy of freedom's song. Dance and sing among the fae, for you, brave hearts, have won this day.
Nice. Very well done.
As always,
thank
Ellie.
Thank you.
Great work.
Just
thank
showing
you.
The way. You know, I was thinking back to the first time you called us, and you have grown so much as a spoken word artist. You are literally a legend at this point.
Oh, jeez.
That your speed dial has made you legendary.
No, Ellie, it's been consistently great work, and, you know, we as poets are, we like to exaggerate with our words, but really, thank you so much, and you're such a pillar of the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Guys, I'll tell you, I listened to the show the next day. I just did it last week, and I listen and I think, now how can I improve? What do I need to do differently?
We actually do the same thing too.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But it's been a big help to be able to listen in. Last week, I listened and I thought I need to slow down a little bit and enunciate more.
Oh, you did fine.
You did very. You did so well. You really did.
And, thank you.
And
thank
it's such a growth. Thank you so much.
I have to hang up now and think about whether that I'm really a legend.
You are. You are.
Yeah, I would suggest just going out and getting a small sword and just cutting a big E in every room you go into from here on out.
There you go.
Build the legend.
There you go. She's Ellie.
All right.
Thank you for calling our show, Ellie.
Thanks so much.
That broke up JT, I think.
Well, yes, it did.
Michael, I'm looking forward to hearing that song tonight.
I will try to do my best. I'm trying to not sound like Bryan Adams, which was kind of happening with the allergies here. So
that's all right. You're going to be fine.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Well, good night. I love you all. And I know we'll have a great show tonight.
We love you too, Ellie.
Thanks so much, Ellie.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Magic happens in Studio X, so don't worry about it. Magic happens in Studio X. You saw it last week. Last week was
that was kind of cool. Yeah, it was kind of it was a
Twilight Zone-ish. How quick that came together.
We mixed Don Williams and Lou Reed.
Quite possibly the first time ever they were mashed up.
Yeah,
together.
And I think we need to record that because that was really cool.
We did.
So
we do.
Let's talk about near legendary status. We had a podcast here in Denver.
That's right.
That
just
is
starting out. Great. Just starting the out. First episode.
They asked us, of all people, to come be their guests next week.
Which is going to be cool. It's called Radio Voodoo. It's a live, if you guys like live improvised shows and everything like that. We're going to put the link on our website.
Correct.
After, you know, so you can
if you want to go there right now, it's radiovoodoodenver.com.
Right.
And they're looking to submit, somebody to submit some questions to be asked from the audience and from their host.
To us.
To us about our show. It could be something silly. It can be something serious about our show. It really doesn't matter. They right. would like to include you guys, our fans, in their questioning of us while we're on stage.
Well, I've been submitting questions from other accounts trying to get awesome questions. So, things like, why are you guys so awesome?
No.
And another question I actually submitted was, what, .. the hell are your problems collectively?
Yes.
So those are a few that I was asking. So don't take those. They're already done.
Yes. So I'm sure Steve could think of a good one.
Positive Steve could think of a great one.
All right. So I do want to thank Honey Heartbreaker. She is a
torch
princess,
singer,
torch singer,
burlesque dancer.
Burlesque dancer. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. She's a princess burlesque dancer because she was trained by the Queen 2014 of burlesque.
Yeah, that's right.
So by proxy.
By proxy.
She is royalty.
Okay. She'd love hearing that. If she's listening, I hope she's listening. She'd love hearing that.
All right. She'll listen later on if she's not listening right now.
Now. Speaking of
royalty.
World Poetry Open Mic royalty, someone who just turns in some of the most amazing and insightful poetry that we hear, we have Chris on the line. Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
How are you doing, guys?
Doing good.
It's been a while.
It's been.
Really happy to hear your voice. Always love your work.
Can you hear me clearly? I set the cell phone where it's down and stable, and it's actually got three bars, which is unusual.
We can't great. Hear you perfectly.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are on. This is a piece I posted today over at Writer's Cafe. And it's got a lot of meaning in it. I really do need you guys to hear it clearly. So here it goes.
All right.
Who will place a marker in the field where the children are? The title of the poem's MH17. How many times must angels fall because of another's decision to define their existence, their self-worth and humanity, their godliness and reverence, their perception of personal power and purpose, the rightness and righteousness of their alone choice, in and with the blood hurt fear, tears, and endings of another. And I know there was a rush of yes, and arms raised in celebration and triumph. And we showed them, clad handing and backslaps, yells, catcalls, and prideful shouts, as infants, children, brothers, sisters, cousins, parents, as people fell through and from the sky, 33 1,000 feet and impacted upon the unyielding earth. We've seen it all before. We have witnessed over and over and still over again as the chosen to be guilty became memories of someone's war, of another's times, of personalized slaughters by execution, by decapitation, by massacre, by bombs, by gas, by snipers, by tortures, by hangings, by burnings, by crucifixions, by hunger, by choice, by whim, by merely existing. We've seen how many mass graves discovered. And they and their victims were the honest sense of honor, pride, and purpose held by someone. And yet they were and remain hidden. Hidden. Hidden by purpose and choice. Hidden because of individuals' sense of rightness for what they did, for what was done. Yeah, right. They hid proud and personal monuments to their cause. Even the rivers hold their secrets while awaiting the cease of winter's melts and spring's flow. And we memorialize the victims. Plaques, markers, places. Community-led prayers and individual remembrances. Candlelight vigils, walks, talks, poems, shared tears, ribbons, flowers, crosses, stars. Personal leavings that mean something to us. And after, well, people return and are heartful again, touched again, through the years again. But nothing, nothing ever remains other for the killer, the choice maker. Who stands now, fist to the sky, pride full with a joyous shout, "It was I did this!" Anyone? Anyone at all? Who will place a marker in the field where the children are? Damn them all to their hell. Damn them all. And P.S., what they left behind is a gallery on CNN's page. Click on the pics to advance to the next and the next and on and on. Strange how much goes on between the ticks, tocks, the feel and self-sound of each pulse beat, of the rushing blood paused within the eyes blink, while the mind's measure of our existence fractures as the world stops. That's it. Thanks, folks.
Wow.
Very, very heavy poem. Very stark imagery in there.
Yeah.
But, Chris,
wow.
We've missed that level of work and the intensity you bring to it and the frame that you bring in your work.
I thought you needed more time for some of the other guys to...
Oh.
Chris,
themselves.
This is, I'm sure
we own it now, so we will make time for you to be on our show.
We own this show now. We've got the technology worked out.
And
we'd love it.
Sounded better as of recent because of technical issues, but I will tell you, if we have to do a three-hour show to fit you in, brother, you are welcome to call in every week.
Fair enough. Then you're going to heal more.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're very happy to hear that. Thank you so much, Chris. It's an honor.
It's an honor for me, guys. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the voice you give.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, now. Take care.
You too. Man.
Wow. Intense. Okay. OM. And just bringing it.
Solid work.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go to another great friend of the show. Someone else
who probably liked Lita Ford.
He does some intense work. He's also done some really, you know, fun work as well. So let's bring him on. It's going to be the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Dale.
Hey. How's it going? How is it?
Doing great. How are you, man?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just hanging out here trying to stay cool.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Well, I mean, it should be hard for you to stay cool. You're the coolest guy in the state.
You are the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
that's why I'm melting. Okay. Hell, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty warm here, so.
I can imagine. Yeah. I think we all have, in the different parts of the country, different parts of the world we're in, I'm sure we're, you know, a lot of us are experiencing a lot of heat right now. And
unless you're in New Zealand and it's winter.
To be in
New Zealand. Oh, yeah, no, most definitely so.
Yes.
Anyways, I got a poem here, obviously. This one I wrote this morning is called Over the Edge.
Great.
Awesome.
Okay. My desire to raise my arms in protest of the close restriction on how far I can go grows stronger every time I look at the view below and see the dangerous beauty that awaits my suicidal dream to come true. The power of those dark waves crashing against the rocks raises my senses to uncharted heights, giving my emotions a good reason to feel so low. A leap of faith, the devil whispers in my ear, while the angel on the other side of my soul looks at me with her best poker face and breathes a sigh. The final step into a watery abyss could finally be the funeral that I have always dreamed of since I first breathed following my rebirth, but I will never know until I hold my last breath and take the fall with grace. So I close my eyes and put my best foot forward.
Low on the uptake there, JT.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dale. Great work, man. That was another solid piece.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate that.
That's great, man. Cool. And I know everybody enjoys hearing your work so much every week. We're really glad you become a fixture on the show, man. It means a lot.
Yes. Poetry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. It's fun to do, you know, and get poetry out there, you know, and read. And so maybe one day I'll actually do it on stage somewhere.
Yes. I like that idea.
Anyway, so, you guys are doing a great job as usual, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the show.
I'm glad you're a member of our poetic family.
Thanks a lot, man. We look forward to hearing your work next week, and we're and just kick back and listen to the rest of the show, man. You've done a great job contributing.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Now, coming up, not right now, but coming up later in our segment, we actually have a new member to the Poetic Family, a first-time caller.
It's true now, but what we're going to do now is we're going to do something that only we can do here at World Poetry. I'm like, that's not true. Lots of other people could do this, but...
But nobody can do it like us.
And I'm going to spin around in
circles.
And
I'm sure a lot of the world is thankful of that.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm going to spin around in circles doing my best Abraham Lincoln impersonations. Okay. That's not true.
Well,
I'm not going to do that.
Please don't. Thank you.
No, actually what we're going to do is we're going to travel across the country, across the Atlantic Ocean.
What?
To the United Kingdom.
Beautiful.
And we're going to go to Tony, a.k.a. Titus.
Yes.
We're going to get him on the line here.
Hey, Titus. How you doing, brother?
Yes, that's me. Hey. From the UK.
Thank you.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing very well, and thank you so much for calling. It's great to hear your voice. This is so great to hear these poets we haven't heard from in a little while on the air.
I know.
Yes, I've been recovering from injury, and I go to the gym each morning, so I really tried to get through on the first half of your program, which I did, so I got through. Brilliant.
So glad you did.
Thank you.
And I hear you're bringing down your 5K time. Did you bring down your 5K time to your goal that you were looking for?
What's that? yesterday I failed again, so of course I'm trying my best. I've got one leg which is bad through sciatica.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there, hopefully.
I saw the time coming down. You were posting them online. I'm like, right on. He's just bringing it down, bringing it down.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm hopeful of that.
Awesome.
Anyway, gentlemen, for your audience, I've got a poem here. I hope it's not too heavy. To put you in the picture, it's about a gentleman. He's a tourist. He's in the San Pietro in Montorio. It's a little building called the San Pietro.
Right.
And while he's there, a young girl visits. She's a ghost. Her name is Beatrice Sensei, who sadly was executed at the age of 22. It started off reporting her father for incest. And sadly, hopefully it will ring true of today's abusers today that then it was very difficult to actually report such a thing. And this tourist actually saw her visit, and this poem actually gives little hints of what the San Pietro was like. It's called Sancta Sedes, which is Latin for Holy See.
All right.
A severed head she carries from the St. Angelo Bridge, surrounded features bring the hernia, so small in comparison, drawn to the San Pietro. She associated with this reminder overheard from my conversation with Paul from the ceiling. Conveyance from scripture giving good reason why she rose, entering the arches from above as the confessor to the popes. And should some transparency come from the dark, as popes they shall arrive. Therefore each column's reach shall bridge a welcome for her soul, as this martyr who did solitary rise, foundations rise to accommodate a time frame comparison, an elevation of successive thrones dismantle from the ceiling, transfiguration, the high geniculum, shares this as a reminder. Lashes which hold down the dome leave from each reminder, an allegoric sibyl, descending prominence upon all the popes, supply the first chapel. A flagellation shown from that ceiling attributes the term to justify. It would sincerely want to bridge forgiveness, the pain incurred again to share no comparison, mistreated by a father, to that point of incest a demon rose. The gifts that the heavens have distributed, the virtues arose, without light amid darkness. Hope, sensing a slight reminder, will concede that an exterior courtyard shares no comparison with this evil looming. She brings this attention to the popes, that my being there as witness, she has strange feelings to bridge between living and spiritual being. I'm talking to the ceiling. Innocenzo Chiocchi del Monte says, grave concern a ceiling. It appears a fifth chapel holds a funerary theme. A scent rose. My suspicion, her needless desires beckon vassals to bridge the quandary between a lover and a father to hold this reminder to him. Pope Clement the VII show St. Angelo Bridge Pope's leniency as a common faith with its people, no comparison. Unlike its people, disowned tried to purport with a comparison whom he determined to save the elect, you falsifying the ceiling at the San Pietro, as remarkably single-minded like its popes. The mocking of her agony has now determined she who rose. Oh, Jesus Christ, how small-minded are you with the reminder with the thorns, crowned defender of the faith, a worthy bridge. How from here to the ceiling can a prayer vouch that it arose from faith? Should a bridge between another light reminder that wishful thinking all popes find for keeps this comparison? That's it.
Wow.
Very well done, brother.
Heavy, I know. It's a bit heavy, good, I know, but
no, it was wonderful.
Low on poetry at the moment.
Real heavy, well written too.
It's just a wonderful piece, and I mean it's a heavy piece, but I think you execute it with a lot of taste and a lot of
mastery,
and you know, a lot of mastery.
Yeah.
Really, I mean it's not the. There's that, and I mean, I know you're aware of this, and a lot of our listeners are aware of it, but there is a mastery that allows you to write about such heavy subjects and have it come off in a way that's, you know, that actually engages.
I think it should honor a girl like that who really did die a martyr. And I feel sad that people actually go through this and going back in time to the 15th, 14th century. People were crucified for that, for such things as reporting the truth, and that's sad.
It's very
sad. Anyway,
yeah.
I got through it in the end, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
And I'll try to get on another time.
Excellent. Thank you, Titus.
Thank you so much for calling, and we really just see you as such a friend of the show, so always appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Titus from the UK, throwing down.
Throwing, well, as they say.
Poetically throwing down.
Throwing down, as we say in the UK. Showing strongly.
Showing strongly, yes.
A strong showing. That's my worst accent ever.
That was really bad.
Really bad.
Very terrible accent. Thank you.
You could have gone into the Monty Pythons at that point. You'd have been better.
I could have done the Monty You know, my favorite Monty Python sketch is still the women's club who has tea and reenacts battles.
Yes. 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 That is a great.
Mine is always the parrot.
The parrot was a great one. The thing about the women reenacting the battles, it reminds me of the Ladies' Ancient Order of Hibernians. And if Steve is laughing, he'll understand why that's funny.
Yes.
But, hey, should we go to another friend of the show?
Long-term friend.
And we're not just using that term. These are actually people who are friends of the show. It's not saying, oh, this is a friend. These are people we engage with even off the air.
Right.
Yeah, most of the people that call our show, we engage with off the air. But if you want to join our family, you're welcome to call during the next segment.
Absolutely. We didn't know them really before the show. At least I didn't.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we have all the way from the glorious Mitten State.
Please welcome Dennis.
Dennis, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's been a great show already, even without any of my contribution.
Oh,
Ellie and Chris and Rock and Roll Cowboy and Titus. Oh, give me a break! You guys are rocking it tonight.
Oh man,
I'm telling you,
man. Great lineup here, and you're right in the middle of a great lineup. We're so happy to. It wouldn't be complete without you in this lineup.
It wouldn't.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. I am in mind of Maya Angelou being the poet of the month this month.
I know, she rocks, doesn't she?
Absolutely, and I'd like to share a poem by her.
All right.
I have the greatest respect for her as a poet and a person, and it was a great loss when she left us.
Yeah.
But I'd like to share this poem of hers. The title is Alone. Lying, thinking last night, how to find my soul a home, where water is not thirsty, and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone. All alone. Nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are some millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run around like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody. No, nobody can make it out here alone. All alone, nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Now, if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering. The wind is going to blow. The race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan, because nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone. All alone. Nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone.
Dennis, representing for the Poet of the Month.
Strong read, man.
Yes. Did you want to do another of your stuff?
Pardon?
Do you have another one that you'd like to do of your own stuff?
I have a short one to share with you if you have the time.
That'd be great.
All right. The title of my poem that I've written is Middle Ground. Between humble, fertile farmlands and the bustling metropolis lies the middle ground. Not a farming community, not the ultra-complex city, but a melting pot of aspiring dreamers and those of broken spirit. Coexisting, mingling triumphs and losses. A menagerie of mismatched fates, hope, and despair. And that's the end of that one.
Well done, my brother.
As always,
well, thank
Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're so glad.
Thank you. You give us a voice, and we're so glad that you have given us this opportunity. You guys are really providing a service that is appreciated by all of us, and I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
I'm very honored to have so many great poets call this show that we do, and
yeah.
Normally, I'd humble myself and say it's nothing, but we do. We work on this, and I'm glad that you guys appreciate what we do.
Well, we sure do. And now I'll let you go and listen to some other poets, and as always, God bless.
Thank you. Dennis from the Mitten State, thrown down for not only himself, but also for the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month.
You know, people talk about, you know, not only that, you know, we created the show to be able to give a sort of a platform to people and be able to
right.
cut through the noise and give a moment of, you know, people listening. But they, you know, they also talk about the voice of the show. And I'm always reminded of the time we had told the story saying that in the beginning there was a voice, and that was J. Todd.
Yes.
Then right after that voice came a second voice.
That sounded like this!
That's right.
And that's when it all went downhill.
And yes, it spiraled out of control.
And
yes.
Now we're here, and we apologize.
All right.
So, speaking of apologies, the Dark Sith Lord himself, we have Steve on the line.
Oh, no.
Good evening, my brothers.
Good evening.
Hello.
And how are we all today?
Oh, you know, if I was any better, I'd have to clone myself and put the feelings in the other body.
Wow, that's really strange.
That's the weirdest response I have ever heard to that.
Okay.
And, you know, if it was anybody else who said it, I would say that is weird, but
yes.
Sadly, coming from J-Todd, it's...
Normal, yeah.
You know, kind of, yeah, you're willing to understand that.
There you go.
Now, and also somewhat unexpected, I was thinking you were going to say something along the lines of, I am pining for the fjords.
Oh yes.
And instead of his
pining for the fjords,
he's dead.
Steve, thank you for getting them both through that.
I gave you the setup, and you didn't take it.
I don't like spam! Sorry, couldn't help it. Sorry.
Or if you're in the Eastern time zone on a Friday night.
Yes.
It's 10 o'clock in time for the poet on your telly to explode.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Ooh.
Steve, thank you for giving my co-host a reason to mimic the awful Monty Python voice I do from time to time.
Yes.
Now I don't feel so alone.
You're not alone.
No,
you
no, no.
Never
he
feel
wasn't
alone.
Mimicking it. He was mocking
awful
Monty Python.
No. Wow. I've never felt so alone in my life.
All right.
Oh, give it another 3 minutes. And we'll hear that way again.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oh.
Somebody's got to bring this man back to Earth. Thank you, Steve.
Man.
but before I, even though I said it off the air, I want to say it to the multitudes out there. The Don Williams and, I'm having a brain fart.
Lou Reed
mashup last week, flipping brilliant. Well done.
It really was.
Absolutely well done.
Thank you.
It was really great.
It's moments like that that make me proud that we archive every show. Now, mind you, for each moment like that, there's like 20 other shows that I wish we could just get rid of. But
yeah. Moments it's the like internet. That, the internet's forever. Yeah, yes. No, but I appreciate that, Stephen. We, you know, we were really happy with how it turned out, and it's one thing that's kind of cool is that you guys being able to choose songs that we have to kind of investigate and I have to kind of look into is, I think you get to know something about the people that you're around by the songs that they choose. Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Considering the three songs that I gave you, it means I'm multiple personality.
Yes, yes, you are.
They were rather different tunes.
Well, we do. We share the same birthday, and I know I'm multiple personalities. So I'm pretty sure that it's the same sort of thing.
Okay. But we digress.
We digress.
We do poetry
it's
here.
It's supposed to be about poetry.
Yes,
that's right.
And I have a piece which is sadly longer than my usual. So for those of you out in the listening audience, Mr. and Mrs. North America and all ships at sea, this is the segment of the program where you go into the kitchen and grab a sandwich.
Oh, so Steve is providing the sandwich section.
Yes.
We look forward to it. I'll be sitting here listening with the sandwich.
Okay. In the cool of Manhattan moonlight, in the hours where late Saturday night turns to early Sunday morning, an old black man with an old saxophone, scratched by years and tears, stands at the foot of the battery and begins to blow. Long, low, fat notes that roll slowly up the deserted streets, and high, sharp notes that soar into the darkness, rapid trills that race along the sidewalk, chasing the other notes along. And the waves along the river hitting the seawall slap a bass drum beat in 4/4 time, slapping on, slapping on, slapping on. And the subway provides a syncopated beat to accompany his song of New York. And the notes roll north, and the notes roll north, rolling slow along empty Broadway, bouncing off the darkened buildings, where daylight brokers and bankers and lawyers hide their bebop dreams. And the notes roll north, pausing for a moment with one long, sad note at the gap tooth in the skyline to remember the loss, remember the lost, then racing north, racing north. And the waves of the river provide a constant beat, and the subway roll provides a rhythm as the song rolls north. Past the drowsy drivers waiting for the tunnel with sour mouths and tired souls, headed back to Jersey after another night of failed big city dreams. And the song rolls north. Past the hookers walking weary on platform shoes, hoping for one last trick before dawn, when even the thickest paint won't hide the pain. Past the bus terminal waiting for the next load of corn silk hair and corn flower eyes, fresh-faced Iowa farm girls soon to be scrubbed dirty by the New York wind. And the song rolls north, and the song rolls north, putting on the shoes of long-dead Ruby Keeler to tap dance along the Great White Way, remembering when jazz was king. And the song rolls north, and the song rolls north, getting slower and sadder as the dawn approaches, finding a Warner Brothers black-and-white midtown where Mitchum and Holden and Ryan stand in a camel cloud and perpetual fog, with only the outlines of snap-brim fedoras visible through the haze. The notes circle and circle and circle, all the ghosts of the city noir. Softer and softer it blows, slower and slower it blows, until first rays of dawn melt the jazz, not a music
Wow.
Wow.
I'm glad I didn't go get a sandwich because that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even touch the sandwich. That was great.
Steve, I do have to say this real quick. I may have labeled you wrong. You're a time traveler. You know that, right?
Because is that a polite way of saying I'm old?
No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe it's your cadence, the way it's written. I don't know, but you just put me right in that location.
Yeah.
At that time,
I was going to say
during that time frame, it was just something that it's that feel that he pulls through. I'm sorry, he's a time traveler. I don't know.
It reminded me very much of Jack Kerouac and a poem he wrote for Charlie Parker. And I was like, holy cow. And just the imagery used for the city, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Maybe you should be a poet or something. You're really good with words.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to poetry, I make a hell of a lawyer.
Yeah, I bet.
And when it comes to law, you become a great poet.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you again for everything you do. Great show.
Thank you.
Great show. And I love that we've had some people who've been away from the show for a bit come back. And it's always great to start the evening with Ellie. And I know that if I want to improve as a poet, all I have to do is get my scrawny ass out to Michigan.
Yeah.
Sit at the feet of Dennis, and I will improve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I need to get out to Michigan, too.
Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to hearing the next group of people.
Excellent.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow. Thank
you. The Sith Lord of Poetry.
Yeah.
The Shark of Wall Street.
The Shark of Wall Street.
Wow.
You know, wolves live on Wall Street. Sharks don't live on Wall Street.
Unless it floods, unless there's a hurricane.
You know, if a shark flips over, it becomes sedated.
Yes.
If you turn a shark over upside down, it'll actually calm itself down.
How come you know this?
He works around sharks.
I work with sharks all the time.
All right.
Well, you should see them right now. They're snipping at my ankles. Hey.
What?
We have a first-time caller.
What?
We do.
Her name is Haley. I'm giving her a moment to turn down her stuff before I bring her on the line. And let's see if we got her.
Haley, are you with us?
Hello, Haley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, you're on the air. How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going, you guys?
It's going great. Thanks for holding so long. So it's a first-time caller.
Yep.
And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Indiana.
From Indiana, excellent. All right. Great. And so what do you have you want to share with us?
Well, I just heard, you know, you guys do poetry, and I wanted to read a piece of mine.
That'd be great.
Please
What's the title of the piece?
What?
What's the title of the piece?
It's called Kill Me Slowly.
All right.
Perfect. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right. Sounds good. My skin is paper, my bones fragile glass, ruin me, rip and claw ferociously until my blood is flowing, cut me open skillfully like a surgeon, then take a hammer to my ribs. I'm sorry if my black heart crumbles to billowy ash in your callous sand. We've both known that it died long ago, back when the moon cried harder than it is now. And you came home late every night, reeking of perfume that was not my own. I suppose you've been killing me slowly for a while now.
Well done.
Wow, that's an intense piece, Haley.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
Do you spoken word, easy for me to say, you do spoken word art out at like clubs and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yes, you do?
Do you do open mics somewhere else?
Do you do a poetry and read out in public?
I haven't tried it. There's a place close by my house that does open mic, and I might go there next. But
great.
This was like my first time reading it, like out in public.
Well, yeah. Nice. That was great.
And thank
Good
you
job.
So much for thinking of us, you know, and we really do encourage you and anybody else listening to, you know, if you can, get out and meet other poets face to face as well. This is a great This is a great forum here as well, but, I mean, there's really no substitution for being able to sit face-to-face with poets as well. We kind of do that as much as we can here.
Yeah.
But it'd be great. I would encourage you to do it, Haley. That was great.
Haley, don't stop calling our show because your work is good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for holding so long, and we're going to have some more poetry, so if you can, kick back, listen to the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Haley throws down on her first time.
I like how you keep saying throw down, because one little word change there, and it suddenly is not good at all. But
yeah,
throwing down is good. Throwing up is bad.
Yes.
You just think up is good.
What happens if you throw up while you're throwing down?
That's happened. Sometimes you throw down so hard you throw up. Reverses the laws of physics, but it doesn't mean you're not awesome. It just means you're a little gross and smelly for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, save us from this madness. Who do we have online next?
Well, we have the man himself, the legend.
Yes.
We have Lewis.
Lewis from Savannah, Georgia. Lewis,
yes, are you on the line?
Yeah, guy, right here, bro. How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
Oh, pretty good last week or so.
Right on. What you got for us?
Yes, sir. Got one. This is a story about 41 over in Pearl Harbor.
All right.
A little unusual here, but well, I don't suppose it could be that. Well, nothing's unusual. No limits in the poetry world. Got that.
All right.
This is called There You'll Be, Bringing Them to Life, based on two songs, one from the movie Pearl Harbor and one Evanescence. There You'll Be, Bringing Them to Life, for naught is as it seems. The American girl on Pearl Harbor and the pilot that she loved so, naught she knew. He was a gypsy pilot, a secret he held that she did not know. All of a sudden, suddenly he disappeared in September of 1941. He went back to the land that trained and raised him, to Tokyo in the land of the rising sun. He looked and spoke just as any American did, for a trusting soul was she. The days elapsed at numbered 2, and then to that add 90. Sunday morning, December 7th of 1941, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A barrage of Nip Zeros darkened the Honolulu sky. She saw the gypsy she fell in love with leading hell's barrage. My God in heaven, he's leading an attack. This is espionage. 2,500 lay dead that day. At the end of it all, this dear girl could only say, oh, my sick, deranged lover, there you will be, bringing them to life, and then killing them all. Remember, my dear Tojo, it started with me. Thank you.
Very intense piece.
Thank you, Todd. Keep faith, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Lewis, thank you so much for your work, man. Thank you.
This has just been like a battle royal of prolific poetry.
Well, as they would say in as they would say in Europe, it was a royale with poetry.
Yes.
You just compared a royale with cheese, and you're going to say in America, hey, it would be a quarter pounder of poetry?
Yeah.
Go at least a half pound. I mean,
I don't know
one half of the show.
I don't speak that.
That was a pound and a half of poetry there.
That was a pound and a half of poetry. You know, I'm going to say any poem that rhymes barrage and espionage.
Oh, yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, I was. And I said, if we could find a way to make those lines rhyme with the word quiche, I'd be really impressed. But
well, I was going to say, he mentioned Amy Lee, and she falls into the same category with me as Lita Ford. But we're not going to go there.
Are you obsessed on the side of the table this evening?
Yes.
I think he is. Just a little.
Wonderful.
Lita Ford, Amy Lee, B. Arthur.
Whoa! Okay.
And a football helmet full of cottage cheese? This is getting weird.
So let's set up the next round.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to do another round of poetry.
All right. So if you have poetry, call us. Now is going to be the time. 720-240-9766. Once again, that's 720-240-9766, WPOM.
Call now.
No.
Bienvenue, welcome in, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open. If you're calling from outside the country, country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
Just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool. Of your love, loveliness, I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear, love.
Poetry Open Mic wants you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with a wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980. What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care, and I'm as happy as a clown. I with my two fists of iron, but I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom,
we're doomed.
All our pants have come off. We are ready for segment two.
But you know what? Much like a Russian nesting doll, you take my pants off, you simply find another pair of pants.
That would be underneath what? His skin that he normally wears on top of his pants, I guess.
We're getting kind of freaky.
That it's is weird. Kind of freaky.
Whose right. skin was I wearing this whole time? That's not creepy. But ask yourself the question. The questions make sense. The answers make sense. But the questions those other questions are predicated upon are nuts.
I think that whole conversation was just nuts.
It's kind of like with myself. Hey, we didn't have a lot of callers this last segment.
That's all right. It gives us okay. We can catch up on other things.
It's a beautiful right. summer night. We had one of the callers, the caller we had is an amazing poet. We're really happy to have him on the air.
Yes. Let's just get him on.
Let's get him on the air. Okay, ready? We're going to call to the table. Mr. Don Hagelberg, are you there, sir?
I am.
Hello,
I am
welcome.
Sorry that I am not with a company of people, but I tell you, I do have a poem here. It's called Outcast, and it's for Michael Jackson.
All right.
Okay.
One, the whisper burrows in my ear in waxing words. It says, cannot live without leave. This domestic gossip accuses me of not having enough willpower to tell
belief to go to hell. Me? I nod in assent. I nod in sympathy. I nod because I am a captive to my momentary loss of pain. Two. Did that pain once ache from my shoulder? Did that pain once throb from my past? Do my iambic feet blister from this historic hike? Leaf, sweet leaf, smoke, sweet smoke, I have become a prisoner of that which reeks. The blood vessels pulse but do not pump, just smolder with the hearsay haze of the leaf. You don't have to make ale available. You don't have to badger me with wine. Three. My bitterness increases. I am my own worst convict, arrested in growth by the smoke of the leaf. Tattered charm surrounds the center from which all edges burn. He who once beat out the flames ceases to boil over in passionate acne. Insults spit while walking the street in search of younger feet. Leave, being favored instead by sweet smoke. For gasping, pant out. Gasp in, pant out. My thoughts run to the end of nothing. They smile and even laugh. I hear the baglama's strings plucked like a flower's head. Bald sun who grew all of his petals from leaves. Sweet leaves, from whose smoke I coat my lungs in social lubricant, which is the branded intent of forgetfulness. End text.
Wow. Very well done, brother.
As always.
Yes.
Watch out for the leaf.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Well, I will
show.
Be saying, I'm leaving you now.
You're leaving. Oh. Oh. Love it.
Oh, leave us alone.
Oh, man. Branching out of new puns, huh?
Yes, we are.
You're barking
Thank
up the wrong
very
tree
much
with
for
that.
Being on, and hopefully somebody else will respond with a yes-yes or a no-no, or I hope I have provoked at least one or two souls.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You three musketeers.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Man.
We are the three musketeers, but without all the swordplay. Well.
So many jokes.
So little time. Yeah.
So inappropriate.
All right.
Okay.
Am I going next? I mean, we had that last minute switch. I'm.
You go ahead, and then we have a special thing from one of our crew members here as well.
All right. So, this was submitted through our contact form by Mr. John Kanecki. Pardon me if I butchered your last name, but we're going to do this. This is the Blues Man. Popcorn snapping fingers and an emancipated heart. Sing for your victuals, wage slave, separate but equal Jim Crow iron walls. See yonder mission, see yonder manager, as united in birth, welded in life, nailed to a cross. Agony as a soldier penetrates his side. Nobody's seen the troubles I've seen. They call it the blues in the court of C.
Wow.
Strong
wow.
Right.
Cool right, huh? And that's from John Kanecki.
Yeah, Kanecki. Okay.
All right, that's great.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Hey, and that was an email submission. If you, you're at worldpoetryopenmic.net if you're listening to the show. If you want to send in poetry, you can't call into the show for some reason, or it's just a little too much for you to call in, feel free to send it to us. We will read it on the air for you. Okay. Yeah. Now, we have another submission we're going to read here in a minute, but in between,
all right,
people who have been listening to the show for a while know that we have various talents.
We do. We all do.
But there is one incredibly talented member of this team. He spends most of his week deep in meditation.
Yes.
And what happens is after he has spent this time deep accessing the realms of his consciousness, he writes three haikus.
Haikus, yes.
We call him
the haiku master. Did you take a Quaalude before the show?
Those don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
I swear, it's like you took a downer or something. You're like just a half tick off your normal speed.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Like, no, no, it's all right. Did you drink a lot of cough medicine or something, Nate boy?
Wow, a little cold. This is,
it's getting a little shaky here, people.
All right.
All right.
So, what he does?
He writes three haiku, and they all have this week. Sometimes they don't have a central theme, but a lot of times they do. Okay. This week, he's assured me they do have a theme. He's told me what it is.
Okay.
It is not something you will know directly by name.
No.
He doesn't even name them in the poems.
Right. However, if you really think about it, I'm sure you'll be able to figure out what it is.
All right.
Okay. A lot of people have experience with this.
Yes.
Number one, twirling in circles, performing a ritual, counterclockwise spin. No. Why are you laughing?
Because of something you said. I'll catch up with you after the show. Now. Wow.
All right. Number two, the wubba beats you. Way too happy with toys. A bucking bronco. Okay.
All right.
And number three, playtime with your friends, running around on the floor, burn that energy. He told me I couldn't quite get what it was. When he told me, I said, it's so elegant, so pure, such an amazing design of these three haikus. I said,
you're about to have to step off too tonight.
I love it because I know why he's doing that.
When you hear such poetry, one can only say, he's a haiku master.
There you go. That's about right.
He's a haiku master.
Oh, dear.
I couldn't quite do the high note there. Sorry, guys.
Hi-ya.
Okay, so we have another submission.
That was such a smooth segue.
Thank you so much.
Broadcasting school.
Must have gone to broadcasting school or something. I went to broadcasting school, not broadcasting school. I used to be at work at a radio station at a Colorado Springs called Cat Country 95.1.
Say no more.
And they used to say the phrase broadcasting live. And for a long time, I would say broad. I know, you know how the local radio stations do it.
Yes.
You know how small towns do it. Towns without roads.
Colorado Springs has roads. They have their own Air Force Academy for the long time.
They were supposed to be the capital.
That was a current event news joke, but that's all right.
It's okay. Oh yeah.
That one slid by you. Wow, you're even quicker than that.
Yeah, well, you know, as they say, I'm a half tick off tonight. Must have been the Quaaludes. Anyway.
You didn't know I put them in your drink.
They're still... Wow, I thought the guy from Wolf of Wall Street took all of them. Okay.
Okay.
This is from Tommy Johnson, who's a regular contributor to the show.
Yes.
It's called... Yeah. But what does that all really mean?
Okay.
You ever think about how shallow some people are? So shallow that if you stepped into a puddle of them, your feet would still be dry. The people who aim to do things, maybe even great things, just to impress or gratify someone, to put someone down, to make up for some kind of weakness, to prove others wrong. Those who create this image of themselves that appeases others' perception of them. Money, material things, cars, planes, designer clothes, gizmos and gadgets. Things that don't mean anything for more than to look, see, to anyone of real depth. You know depth? to appreciate everything you're lucky enough to have or gain, to understand these little things in the bigger picture, to have been through hardships and learned from them. Empathy, patience, passion, creativity, selflessness, respect, depth. But then there is something worse than being shallow, hollow. To be empty of anything. No desires, no pleasures, just numb hopelessness. The ones who have been hurt and just couldn't get back up and fill the void with either drugs, things of only monetary value, or self-inflicted lashings of pity, loathing, and mistrust. But then, look at the ones with depth and see them as idiotic idealists with no direction or any idea what it means to be part of a normal society. They look at the shallow ones and see great figures of wealthy stature, exciting lives being led by beautiful elitists.
Wow.
So that is from
Tommy
Johnson, who just couldn't call in tonight. He normally likes to call in.
Yeah.
And that was called, But What Does That All Really Mean?
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I thought so.
I thought it was.
So, wow. We have...
Pretty much come to a close for the evening.
We have one thing to do.
We do.
We got a Studio X.
Yes, but I'm going to read one of my own because I don't read my own poetry.
I think you should.
I've been filled with a lot of manic energy. I can't disclose yet the surprise that we're working on. However,
it's awesome.
The people at Art Radio Collective didn't tell me I couldn't give a hint. So
I'm going to give
my hint poetically.
Okay.
This is entitled Unidentified. This is the strangest of all nights. While staring upward toward the sky, my eyes beheld some unknown lights. Colors of blues, red, greens, and whites, stupefying me as they fly. This is the strangest of all nights. Soaring in the atmosphere's heights, what is it this poet would spy? My eyes beheld some unknown lights. With reality my mind fights, fallible as a human eye. This is the strangest of all nights. The most erratic of all flights that no human could ever try, my eyes beheld some unknown lights. Stimulating my brain's delights, they retreat, and I wonder why. This is the strangest of all nights. My eyes beheld some unknown lights.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right.
I like that one a lot. Now, we're not going to announce the show because we have kind of a process we do of building a show.
Yes.
and everything. I will tell you, to kind of second this, I'm really excited about your show, man. I think I'm really pumped about how it's going to turn out. And by the way, as we're talking about new shows, if you haven't already, go to artradiocollective.com, look up J. Todd's Basement, which is another podcast if you haven't heard it.
Yes.
Yep.
But also, look at one of our other shows, Radio Angry, which is JT here, the Half Squatch, reviewing movies, not ones just in theaters, but ones that you can see on DVD, Netflix, whatever. And it's tremendous. It's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun show. It ends up being us on the show, you know, just with a different order.
Different order, and you're not always on the show.
No.
I'm not always on the show. Christine's not always on the show. It's basically whoever he feels would be good for that week.
Right, right. And so far, he hasn't kicked us out yet when we show up. But I have a feeling it's going to happen sometime soon.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you guys need to hit the bricks, jackasses.
Well, to be fair, he says that every time
he says that when the show ends, yeah.
In fact, that sign on his wall is a pretty clear indication.
Yes.
It's right above my head.
Oh,
week.
That's what that thought bubble thing was.
Yeah, yes. There's a pull chain for the neon that goes on.
I thought that was for J-Todd. I didn't think
No,
it's for both of us. All right, so we're going to try and commute everything over to Studio X.
The depths of the recesses and the bowels of Studio X.
Correct. While we're doing, do you have something you want
to play? Yeah, I've got something to play.
All right, what are you going to play?
Panzer by David Lewis Paget.
I know that guy. He's great.
He is.
All right.
See you in a minute.
Panzer. Gretchen wept in her easy chair and called for her husband, Carl. They'd been together for 60 years, though both were worn and frail. They'd met in the ruins of München when the Reich collapsed and fell, escaped to live in Australia from their own idea of hell. For Carl had served in the Wehrmacht in a tank corps at Dieppe, had served in the Panzer Group 1 Kleist, had roamed the Russian steppes. His tank had taken him through Ukraine They'd taken the plains by force, but found their pain when the Russians came in their huge T-34s. But that was a world of way back when, for Carl was old and grey. He slept a lot in his tidy home. The nurse came every day. His wife developed dementia. She'd forget where she used to roam. So she was parted from husband Carl, was sent to a nursing home. He walked with the aid of a walking frame. He couldn't quite get around, but listened for echoes of Gretchen's voice in the house, made no sound. And all he thought was to rescue her, to bring his girl back home. But the powers that be said, wait and see. She was lost to him, alone. He went to visit her once a week. They held each other's hand. She cried so much when he had to leave, she never could understand. And he was desolate every time. He'd cling to her so tight that they had to prise his hand away when they sent him away at night. The nurses were harsh and businesslike. To them it was just a job, with no compassion for patients. They would leave all that to God. Demented souls ran over his feet with trolleys and walking frames. When Carl grew angry, they shrugged and said, well, everyone complains. On Sunday, standing outside the doors, he saw his Tiger tank. It growled and pulled up beside him there, and the diesel fumes, they stank. He climbed aboard with his comrades there, and Schnell, they called to a man, then lumbered straight through the double doors. The nurses turned and ran. The Tiger reared, and it turned about, tore carpet up from the floor. The tracks ran over the matron's feet, let out a fearful roar. The patients cheered as the Iron Cross raced past their common room and smashed the glass in the office door and crushed the sister's urn. Then Gretchen laughed as he came in sight. Here comes my husband, Carl. He'll break us out of this prison ward. Can you hear his Tiger snarl? He stopped and reached for his Gretchen then, looked deep in her eyes and swore, I'll not be parted from you again, though hell should bar the door. They found them lying together there. He held her safe in his arms. They'd gone together where lovers go, away from the world's alarms. He went quite crazy, the matron said. He must have been insane. For lying outside her shattered door was his twisted walking frame.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
The works of David Paget, everybody. I get to hear some of that after we set up the equipment in here.
Yeah. I got my hover cart working now.
Yeah, it worked really well.
It's actually an anti-grav cart because hover cart's way too noisy.
How many gigawatts does that run on?
It doesn't run on gigawatts.
What?
It's 1.21 gigawatts. No, I'm just kidding.
Gigawatts. Oh, nice.
I was going to say it runs on corned beef and cabbage, apparently.
Apparently.
No, it's I'm working on my cold fusion generators. So,
That's a good hobby. Everybody's got to have one.
Yeah,
loser.
Yeah, doing two radio shows isn't enough for you. You got to have a hobby too.
Gotta have a hobby too.
Man, wish I was that driven.
Guys, I feel kind of uncomfortable with this conversation.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Hey, so can you turn on my guitar for me, please?
I sure can.
Hey, thank you so much.
There you go. Try it out.
There we go. Looks like it works.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Mr. J. Todd, would you like to introduce the song we're doing tonight and who suggested it?
All right. This week, because I didn't have all my equipment last week, was suggested by Ellie. It's Bette Midler's The Rose, as interpreted by Mr. Michael Apade.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tambourine. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love
It is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say, love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give, and the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose. Sacred chord David played to please the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Throwing in a little Leonard Cohen at the end.
A time change that was a little bit weirder than I thought it would be. But, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Ellie, I hope you enjoyed it. And it's been a pleasure to keep seeing. What's up next, man? We got,
I don't
more
know. Do
songs.
Do you want to do... Well, we can do that. But do you want to do another one after that?
Another one tonight? Yeah. I can do that.
All right. Let me...
So, but who am I doing? What am
Dennis
I doing next
is
week?
Next week.
Okay.
And he suggested that you do Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound.
Oh, a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yeah. Wow, the acoustics in here are fabulous.
I know.
Yes,
it works.
Wow, you got a leak.
I know.
Wow.
You know, I know what song I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Not the one we talked about earlier.
No, okay.
I'm going to tune down here.
It's kind of hard for you to do Poison.
Every rose has its thorn?
No, yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Well, no. I liked that idea. I think you did the song well, but doing it like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir doing it would be rough.
It would be hard.
It would take, like, multiple tube and throat singing to accomplish that.
Very true. Okay, so here's one. It's kind of my own take on another favorite I think a lot of people have. I enjoy this one a lot.
All right.
You'll recognize it once you hear it.
Get the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of Bali? We can tell the sun in his jealous sky that we walked in fields of gold. That we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
There you go.
Very well done.
Thank you.
All right. So
I feel like such a downer at the end of the night, though.
No, you're fine.
Everything's really chill. I'd put Perry Como to sleep over here.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Maybe he's in stall three.
Perry. Perry, you
like
in there?
Like he's going to answer you.
All we need is a...
Oh, no.
Were you Bing Crosby?
All right.
As you give to
so, for the half squatch, for the ever-prattling Michael Labaday, I'm J. Todd Underhill, and we thank you for tuning in to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again.
once took a ride to your day into a black box, and it came out gray.